In this bulletin, UN officials visit Australia to examine immigration detention conditions. A backlog of student visa cases awaits review. And in football, the Matildas prepare to take on New Zealand tonight. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Members of the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention are conducting an official visit to Australia to examine the conditions in prisons, police stations, and youth detention centres. Gana Yadgivska and Matthew Gillett are visiting the Australian Capital Territory, New South Wales, the Northern Territory, and Western Australia. They'll meet with government officials, independent oversight bodies, and civil society groups as they evaluate the compliance of Australia's immigration detention policies with human rights law. Legal, academic, and advocacy organisations have released a joint submission urging the investigation of offshore detention, issues around oversight, and the impact on vulnerable groups, including with people with disabilities, transgender people, and children. Lawyer Alison Battison, who owns Human Rights for All Group, says the conditions of detention need to be monitored.
I am still monthly finding people in Australia's immigration prisons who are impacted by the NZYQ decision of the High Court from November 2023. So we're talking more than 2 years later, just because there is no proper system that the department has set up to identify such people. And this will lead to compensation claims against the government and even more money being spent for no reason on arbitrary detention.
Senate Estimates has heard the number of student visa cases that resulted in a changed decision in the last quarter is extraordinarily high. The Principal Registrar of the Administrative Review Tribunal, Michael Hawkins, says the tribunal finalised 3,886 student visa cases in the 4 months to October. He says up to half of those cases resulted in a changed decision, where the case was sent back to the original decision maker for reconsideration.
So our student visa caseload operates 44%, but it's usually between 44 and 50% get remitted. About 30% get withdrawn, and that's through our triage process that the Senator referred to, and 20% get affirmed. It's extraordinarily high and probably comparable only to the partner and family visa.
Energy Minister Chris Bowen says authorities are being careful to minimise the risk of blackouts with the closure of Australia's largest coal-fired power station. The Australian energy market operator says the Eraring coal power station in New South Wales, operated by Origin Energy, cannot close in 2027 without risking blackouts in eastern Australia. It says there are enough renewables to cover the plant's closure, but the supporting infrastructure to ensure base load power will not be ready by 2027.
So we have plenty of electricity. We do have to manage inertia and system strength. There are ways that can be done through synchronous condensers and grid-forming inverters. That work is occurring. The New South Wales government's doing good work with Transgrid on the synchronous condensers side of it. We'll manage it very carefully. The New South Wales government, Origin Energy, Federal Government and AEMO will manage this transition very, very carefully. There's plenty of electricity in the system. We need to make sure there's enough system strength.
A landmark inquiry into sexual violence in the Australian Defence Force is being announced today, 1 year after a Royal Commission recommendation. The Minister for Veterans Affairs and Defence Personnel, Matt Keogh, is set to use his National Press Club address to announce the establishment of the inquiry. It was one of 122 recommendations in the final report from the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide. Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy says the government has seen some very distressing claims. He says improving the culture in the Defence Force is paramount. And if you or someone you know requires help, you can contact Open Arms on 1800 011 046. The Defence Member and Family Helpline on 1800 624 608 or the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467. Jointly managed parks in Western Australia are creating more opportunities for Indigenous rangers to work on country. In the Gascoyne region in the state's mid-north, parks are expanding and new ones are being developed, with cultural knowledge steering land care and conservation. An agreement with the WA government gives Yingarrda people a stronger voice in how their land is managed. Yingarrda Assistant Ranger Leslie Snowball told NITV the work gives her meaning.
Working on a place where my ancestors would be and still are is incredible. I feel connected spiritually and physically as well, because I just get to walk on this land where they could have travelled also.
To sport now, and in football, the Matildas are preparing to face New Zealand tonight in Adelaide in the second of a two-game series against their trans-Tasman rivals. Kira Cooney-Cross delivered one of the goals of the year for the Matildas in their 5-0 defeat of New Zealand in Game 1 in Gosford on Friday. Ellie Carpenter says the team is ready to deliver once again.
I think they definitely wouldn't be happy with their performance, and I think we can expect a totally different New Zealand. We're prepared for that, and you know, we're going to play our own game, our own style of play, and bring it to them again.
And that game is on tonight, 8 p.m. Adelaide local time, 8:30 p.m. for Eastern States. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.